Mr. John, welcome on set.
Thank you.
We always chat about investment, but this is a big one for you, given, you know, there are a lot of the work that you've been doing over the years, and of course, what led up to the Kenya International Investment Conference. And maybe what I remember exactly is last year in New York, you had a breakfast and, you know, you mobilized a number of global investors, and the president specifically invited them to Nairobi in March. March is here. You know, maybe just to our audience, explain to them about KICO, what to expect, and, you know, generally about the investment conference and why it's different from any other conference.
Thank you very much, and appreciate it. It's always good to have you with us. Yeah. The Kenya International Investment Conference is happening on the 25th to the 27th of March next month. Looked way far out last year when we met in New York. Yeah. And finally, the time is here. And the reason we are doing this is to address a number of issues which are always in the mind of investors, foreign and domestic. And investors always have got a couple of things on their mind. And key among this is, you know, where you can get a good return on your investment, where you have got a steady, predictable business environment, where really you can have a good story to tell for your shareholders. And we continue to champion that destination as Kenya. So the Invest in Kenya brand is a strong brand globally in the region. And positioning it at the Kenya International Investment Conference, we will be showcasing, you know, investment projects that are bankable, quality, that investors can take advantage of. Mm. We will be sharing some successes of what has been happening in the investment landscape, because good stories have been happening. We'll be showcasing some projects that are new that will be announced at the day of the conference. I think the number we have is more than $2 billion in one day, so we look forward to that. And of course, when government positions a country as ideal investment destination, we have to really ensure that there are some pro-business policy pronouncements, and the government is working towards that at the ministry level and beyond to ensure we can have policy announcements that really point the picture of where the country is going and what we see as a strategic sector to attract both local and global capital.
Okay, good. Speaking of a story to tell, I'm sure you've seen that everyone has seen this. In the last 1 year or so, and specifically from Q3, there's a lot of big investments and big ticket size investments that have happened in Kenya, and specifically making Kenya as, you know, a regional hub. When you look at some of these deals, for example, both at the capital markets and in the private, they have been massive. I don't think we've seen a period in Kenya whereby we've had such large-scale investment deals. Maybe could you speak a little bit, you know, on that, what's made that possible from a policy standpoint?
Absolutely.
And maybe to add a little bit, maybe you could touch on what themes will you be focusing on at the KICO 2026?
We continue to see very good momentum, and I think you have really nailed it when you said we have seen not only at the capital markets, where we know our securities exchange has been among the best performing on the continent, if not the best. Yeah. And we continue to see a lot of momentum. And the fundamentals around the macroeconomic environment has been what government has been doing. Mm-hmm. We have a very strong macroeconomic environment. Our interest rates have been steady and are coming down. Inflation has been very singular level, low digit, you know, 4% thereabouts. Mm-hmm. We continue to see a lot of interventions by government to really steady the market in terms of ensuring that the fundamentals are really ideal for investment. And you can see the activity on the bourse and what's happening in the capital markets. But remember, there are also investments that don't make it to the capital markets. There are mergers and acquisitions that happen, and nobody actually talks about it. We are now beginning to ensure when we collate our data, we can be able to showcase what's happening in the capital markets, what's happening in the M&A space, and what's happening in other brownfield and greenfield investment space, which is what we do. And we believe as ourselves, as Invest Kenya, for example, last year between January and December, we clocked $1.8 billion. country FDI in 2023, 2022 used to be around $1.5 billion. If we add up what has happened in the M&A space and a lot of the other transactions, we confidently believe for the first time our FDI data for 2025 will be $2 billion plus. If then we add on to another $2 billion this year at the capital, at the International Investment Conference, and that's just a singular day where we are showcasing what we've been working on, because investments don't happen overnight. It's a journey. You know, from when you originate a transaction to the time you make it commercially viable and it's on the ground, it takes, you know, sometimes 2 to 3 years. And what we are showcasing at Kiko would be something that has happened over the last 18, 12 months, a minimum. Mm-hmm. And that is really something we continue to really, work hard on. We are working day and night. We want to have a good event. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, signals that come out of a country are what dictates the movement of capital. Mm-hmm. You know, normally the people we are targeting are, you know, pension funds, you know, fund managers, private equity people, mm-hmm. you know, family offices. Mm-hmm. People are looking out there and asking themselves, where do we really put a bet for the next decade? And we want that place on the continent of Africa to be Kenya. Yeah. And we believe we've got all the right ingredients. And the themes we continue to see, to your question, is there is really very strong interest around agriculture. And is agriculture for both agribusiness and agro-processing, for example. We continue to see a lot of interest to produce value-added products for the global markets. But remember, Kenya is a hub for the region. Through Kenya, you have EAC market, COMESA. Eventually, when SCFTA is working, there is a captive domestic market, because that's what it will be when SCFTA is fully operational. Yeah. And remember our market access regime to Europe. Under the EPA, to the UK with the free trade agreement, with the US now that AGOA is getting renewed, as even government prepares to do, you know, a bilateral arrangement. Mm-hmm. China is coming up on stream. We believe eventually the market access program that Kenya will give investors around the world, I have said this again, my estimate is about $75 trillion. The countries will serve in terms of market access, mm-hmm. overall GDP combined will be $75 trillion.
Interesting.
You know, when China comes on stream fairly shortly.
Yeah.
And the themes that will continue to get out is, as I've said, in agriculture, for agribusiness and agro-processing, we continue to see interest in the technology space. You know, Kenya has now, for the third year in a row, mm-hmm. been number one on startup funding, for example.
Yeah.
And we now account for more than 30% of the tech startup funding, for example.
Yeah.
We see a lot of interest in the BPO space, and we have a lot of our young people who are really doing not only, you know, the formalized BPO work, but also remote work, and we want to ensure people can get to work.
Yeah.
And in some sectors in manufacturing, like textile and apparel and leather, we continue to see a lot of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the heavy job creation sectors, including creative economy, that will continue to absorb a lot of our young people.
Yeah.
But we'll also continue to see large-scale investments in areas where there are large ticket items that are required.
Yeah.
For example, in the enabling investment ecosystem in the infrastructure space, for example, where the PPP framework
mm-hmm.
is helping us, you know, open up our logistics space,
yeah.
you know, road, rail, airport, etc., where those opportunities continue to grow.
Yeah.
So the narrative is good. The sentiment is good. We continue to see really a very good trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really excited that if you really are looking for a good return on your investment, a robust economic environment, Kenya is a place to be.
Interesting. You know, speaking of sentiment, a few things have happened in the last few weeks, which I'm sure you've probably been following.
Correct.
One is expansion of some of these regional Pan-African banks into Kenya.
Correct.
Expansion of, and since some of those deals happened, now everyone is keenly looking at Kenya.
Absolutely.
The focus has always been the US, Europe, and China, right? However, I think there's a new mix, which is the Middle East.
Mm.
And I believe there's potential for Kenya to tap Middle East money. So speaking of Dubai, UAE, Saudi.
Correct.
Then speaking of Japan, which is a perfect example.
Correct.
One, there's a recent deal that happened, which is, I think, Asahi acquiring a percentage of Diageo here.
Correct.
And that, in my view, has enabled, you know, Japan to
Correct.
Take a keen interest.
Correct.
They now have a new prime minister.
Mm.
The markets have started rallying.
Mm.
So I think there's a lot going to happen.
Correct.
But from an Invest Kenya perspective, how is the country thinking about tapping into the Middle East market?
So I will first tap into your question about some of the banks that are now coming in to acquire some of our banks. And we did host Zenith Bank here. Mm. We facilitated their entry into the market in a small way.
Yeah.
And they're a big West African behemoth in the financial sector.
Yeah.
And we continue to see more, including South African banks that are now looking up here. Yeah. And I have a controversial view that I think our financial services sector has got possibly one of, if not the highest, one of the highest ROEs, return on equity, anywhere on the planet. I don't know whether that...
It's actually true. There's an actual report.
I don't know whether banks or my colleague, former colleague bankers will agree to that, but it's a very good... And it just shows how the economy has strengthened in that sector, and that's why the spin-offs like the fintechs are continuing to do. But the second to your point in terms of the Middle East, you know, the Middle East is a very big consumer of our food products, for example. Most, if not all, their food into the Middle East is imported. And you can imagine what a better place to do that by doing, you know, growing the crops here, value adding and exporting them out there. And we continue to see interest from all our three brotherly nations, sisterly nations in the Middle East, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar and Saudi, equally interested in a lot of sectors that we are keen on. In the technology space, in agriculture, we continue to see really good interest, including in the renewable energy space, even in our logistics matters as well. And we are open for business. Remember, Kenya is an open country. Remember what our president said, Kenya does not look east or west. We look forward and we face forward. We are open for business where decisions are made faster and Kenya is moving towards that agility to be able to facilitate easily. We continue to see continued momentum, and hopefully we think during our conference there may be one or two deals from that region that we can be able to showcase, and why not?
Okay. Still on the conference, you know, how is the conference designed to enable proper matchmaking and there's actually an actual outcome so that it's
Absolutely.
Not just any other conference?
Absolutely. You know, conferences are always conferences and people will come with certain expectations. Yeah. But the difference we want to make this is, if on the one hand we have some investment deals which excites the market, banks love investment deals, they get to know where to deploy capital, family offices are looking for JV partners, everybody is looking for where to put their next bet, is one hand, is one part. On the other hand is really the value in coming. We have curated side events that are applicable for conversation and dialogue and partnerships to happen. But our most exciting aspect is that we have on our portal a matchmaking platform where people can secure engagements with government actors, private sector actors, companies way ahead of time. So that if you're delegate X from country Y, you know when I come to Kenya, I will do this side event, I will be in this plenary, I have got these several meetings. And our work is to see whether we can then push out those requests to private sector and governments, so that people then have an agenda to come and make it useful for them to come here. And we're working around that.
Okay, good. Maybe the other thing that has been a concern, and I mean, is usually a concern for all investors, especially when investing in emerging and frontier markets, about risk. So risk perception ideally around currency, political risk, and a ban. And now that, you know, we are heading into elections in 2027. A lot of investors want surety around, you know, what's the long-term nature of our investments. You know, as the entity in charge of, you know, protecting that and promoting that, what are you doing around it?
So in business, really, there is never risk-free business. It's always a balance, a risk-reward balance. I think that inevitably is what every investor has to think about. But if you look at it, Kenya is now the sixth largest economy on the continent. We're the largest in the region. Our currency is stable. Our macroeconomic fundamentals have beaten all odds. You know, we have comfortably settled our debt obligations. You know, the fiscal pressures that have been there in the past have now been handled quite well.
Yeah.
I think on the one part, that's a very good signal. But the other signal is political risk is always a factor in every country. But I think Kenya has come of age because we have elections every 5 years and transitions always happen when that time comes. And we have had our moments, but by and large, we think the narrative continues to be one of, you know, is a positive sentiment. So we continue to encourage investors to take a long-term view for Kenya. My view and our view here is if you're thinking of investing on the continent of Africa, you have to start in Kenya.
Okay.
And the reason is we have a lot in our favor. You know, our people are world-class. Talent is next to none. We have got a robust, you know, logistics infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we enable movement of goods and services around the world. We are the hub of innovation. You know, our power is green, 93% renewable. And if you were to do a matrix and just check all the boxes you're ticking, you're like, okay, which ones am I not ticking? So it's a good return. And if you think what we are saying as government is not anything to go by, look at what's happening in the BAUS, the capital markets. You know, and the players there are all global.
Yeah.
And they are all taking a good view and placing their bets on us. So we think the risk-reward balance will continue to be a good story. When the chips fall, they will fall for Kenya in the right way. And that's what we are trying just to ensure we do the build-up this year so that we can have enough to work on. So that the next time we have this conference, maybe we'll not have a $2 billion target. Maybe a couple of multiples of two going forward.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Maybe what's your parting shot to, you know, people are looking forward to attending this, both foreign, domestic investors and everyone alike?
Absolutely. So a parting shot is really the Invest in Kenya brand proposition is a strong value proposition. We welcome all investors from around the world across all sectors to take advantage. Come and talk to us at Invest Kenya. Our work is to make your work and your life easy. We are responsible for ensuring a seamless ecosystem. We want to facilitate an easy and enabling ecosystem to do business. And we really hope you can come to Kenya. If you have not yet decided where you want to play in terms of a sector, if you are sector agnostic, let's help you figure out which sector this is. And we think most of our sectors will give you, on average, a double-digit return, say for a couple of sectors. And that's a good story.
Yeah.
And we are ready for you and see you in Nairobi on the 25th to the 27th of March. Let's talk investments. Let's talk matters business. And at Invest Kenya, we're here for you.
Thank you.